Right, Jason Gibson, manager of Bonagie United. Jason, big game this weekend, Maynooth in the FA Cup. And I suppose the fact that Bonagie's competitive season in terms of Ulster Senior League football is a while away yet, this game is probably out of season.
Yeah, it's out of season, all right, I suppose. I think it was September last year, maybe our last competitive match, cup final against Letterkenny. So probably not ideal timing. We're probably not going to get back into our season proper, maybe end of August, early September by the looks of it. But look, at the end of the day, when you're in the Senior Cup, you can't look at it as a distraction. It's just this big game for the club, so we're happy to be on it.
You're treating this game as, you know, with all the importance it deserves, because as you say, it's not often clubs from Donegal get a run in the FAI Senior Cup. And preparation's going okay, Jason?
Yeah, going okay. We've done as best as we can. We've entered, you know, cup competitions and stuff, because at least you can get a competitive game more so than a friendly. Like, we had a good three matches and a good competitive standard in a cup in Derry. We've entered the cup locally here over the community centre. We've, you know, had an in-house game, stuff like that. We have a friendly at home to Derrigvy tonight, which will be good opposition. So prepared as best we can, if you know what I mean, as I say. That's strange that you don't want to put them into full flowing pre-season, if you know what I mean, because if it doesn't go our way on Saturday, you're 7 or 8 weeks out again then from you know, a competitive match again. So as I say, it's been okay.
Yeah. Both yourselves and Cockhill Celtic find yourselves up against Leinster Senior League opposition, and their season is actually up and running now at this stage.
Yeah, they started their season last weekend, which probably puts them a wee bit further down the road than us. Like, I mean, you know, if you could envisage maybe us going into this at the end of August and then are starting our season, it would be perfect timing. So you'd imagine they've done full pre-season, had their full squad in, and, you know, so probably a wee bit further down the line. And as I say, tough draws for us both. Like, if you look at, you know, Magnus and Maynooth's performances last year, like, they were in the top end of the Leinster Senior League. So when you're going away to that calibre of opposition, like, you know, it's going to be difficult. But, you know, we're doing not too bad, and, you know, we've played big matches over recent years. Like, as I say, you hopeful that we have enough players within the squad that can manage those big games. And a lot of times these games is about, you know, game management and staying in the game, making yourself difficult to beat. Like, so as I say, I'll be hopeful we'll do okay.
Yeah, and how is your squad then, Jason, in terms of players? Because I know you have lost a couple of experienced players from the team that did so well over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, Ryan Rainey's obviously went to Finn Harps. It would be a big loss to us. Like, no point saying any different. And Eugene Ferry is, well, semi-retired, we call it. I keep hoping that he'll come out of retirement. But as I say, we've lost a couple of players. We've brought in a couple as well. So Some, as I say, have got good bits done. Like, you know, like Safonsti only came in on Sunday there and played his first, you know, 65, 70 minutes since last September. Packy Mealy's just on tonight, if you know what I mean. So, with them old heads, they'll be able to manage it okay. But, no, as I say, we're happy enough with the preparation. So,
yeah. And I suppose going up to Maynooth, really, with nothing to lose, Jason?
No, exactly. Like, as I say, you know, it's kind of hard to do any work on them, because you're looking at maybe a completely different squad this year to what they had last year. Do you know, it's a long time since they've played competitively as well. We've done wee bits on them and stuff like that. You just know that, like, if you're going to a top Senior League side, that it's going to be difficult. Like, they're going to have lots of quality, and as I say, you have to match up to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen the return of football over the last few weeks, Jason, at schoolboys level and schoolgirls level, and Bonagie United are right in the thick of that as well, with so many teams, you know, at underage. There's so much going on out at the club, and I'm sure it's nice for you to see all that and then to get your own team up and running at last.
It's fantastic to see everybody out at it again. Like, it's absolutely brilliant. Like, and as I say, you know, we're not going to sit and complain about the pitfalls of coming out of pandemics and stuff and trying to get training done. We're just delighted to be back at it. Like, delighted too to see that the ladies' league's hopefully going to get up and going again. And as I say, the club's representative teams, so all strands of football. So, yeah. it's just brilliant to see them by the numbers. Is absolutely, I just noticed last week, I think Bunagee had to close their schoolboys and girls registration, or the schoolboys anyway, I'm not sure about the girls, but the numbers is fantastic, like, and as I say, you know and I know the club that Bunagee is, like, as I say, they cater for everybody.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's been such a difficult time for everyone, it's just great to be back, isn't it?
Oh, it is, it's great, like, and as I say, if we could just get people, you know, back into matches now and stuff, you know, and get back into Fen Park again and stuff like that. Like, and that's really what we're, you know, try to get us opened up properly, fully opened as quick as we possibly can.